Well, then back then, way back then, when I comes up, we didn't bail in the same. We just, when it got cured, take that go out of the wagon, and we had forks, what we called pitchforks, team loaded on the iron bar, and then we pack it in the house.
Did you ever just pile it up in the field?
No, not very long. Now, my daddy used to, well, all the old men done that way back there. They pull the leaves off the corn, we called it fodder, and tie it up in little bundles and stack it around the, put a post out there. I imagine they done that mostly because it was in the corn out there. Stack it in there, and then when they gathered the corn, well, they'd haul that all in. Hold the turn of stock in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did people make haystacks?
Well, they didn't make none much. They mostly hauled it in around here, of course.
I hadn't seen a haystack in a long time. I was just wondering if you had them around this part of the country.
No, I ain't been no haystacks around here, no. Mm-hmm. In fact, they ain't much hay made around here now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a few fellas makes hay. Mm-hmm. It takes high priced machinery. Every little man couldn't do that. Now when I grow the hay, got to have it soybeans. But I'd cut them by hand, tie them up. He got cured with the wife and children, and had me towed it in, put it in the barn.
That's it. Did you have anything like a cow barn where you kept your cows inside?
Well, some did, yeah. Some did. Some of us just, I never did have much cow barn, just a little shed built around out there. But some folks that was doing better, had a little more to do with, they'd build a regular cow barn. Mm-hmm. But they could put the hay in there and shed it around, you know, for the cattle.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have a place where you kept your horses inside?
Yeah, had the horses to the self. They usually had what they call stables, put them in. If didn't have a stable, maybe they just have a shed they could get under all the rain and such like.
Whereabouts did you keep your hogs?
Hogs. Well, where you start with, it used to be a free range. First you let them run outside and they got ready in the fall, and the oak trees made acorns, let them get fat on acorns, then put them up in the pen. Just, we made rails, fences, mostly split timber, made what we call rails. Make a rail pen out there and put them in there and feed them some corn before you got ready to kill them.
Do you ever hear a fancy one called the hog parlor?
No, I don't remember nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. You just have a hog pen?
Yeah.
I see. Whereabouts did you milk your cows?
Milk your cows. Mm-hmm. We had a pen where we saw some little old shit. We call it the cow pen.
Cow pen?
Yeah, we didn't have no just a special place built for it like the dairy have now. But where we kept them overnight, we milk right there in that pen, night and morning, turn them out.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say to your cow to make her stand still when you're milking her?
Tell her to sow.
Oh.
Sometimes I had a lot of old kind of language in there, didn't sound too good. She didn't sow pretty quick.
Would you tell her anything to make her move her leg?
Yeah, back her leg. Jen always built from the right side of the cow. Maybe this right foot would be up in the way. Back your leg. I soon learned you push on and then back it up.
That's it.